When it comes to hard-hitting analyses of our troubled times, few have the insights and experiences of our next guest, Robert David Steele. While others pontificate about the turbulence ahead, he's actually lived it. With many years in the United States Marine Corps, as well as the clandestine services, Mr. Steele is a highly demanded commentator and geopolitical analyst. In this explosive, Crush the Street exclusive interview, he's going to share his thoughts about current developments and how they will impact our world, our nation, and ultimately your family. We've detailed a list of Robert's predictions and accomplishments at crushthestreet.com/Robert. This is a must read. Again, that's crushthestreet.com/Robert for this important information. So without further ado, here's Robert David Steele.
Hello, everyone, and a welcome into crushthestreet.com. I'm Kenneth Amadori, and I'm joined today by a very special guest, Robert David Steele, returning guest here on the line with us. His website is robertdavidsteele.com. He's got tons of links. He's involved with so many things. He's been recommended for the Nobel Peace Prize, former Marine CIA case officer. You know, his mission is to spread the news on open source intelligence, and he's an authority in the truth media. That's the difference. And we're actually going to be talking about the media a little bit today. He's even suggested taking the corporate media out of the White House, which I think is interesting and a lot of implications on, you know, really where we're going to be going in this interview. So, Robert, thank you so much for coming on Crush the Street with me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Crush the press.
Crush the press. Well, I think we'll make it easy. Let's start here. What is the deep state? I'd like to start you off with that softball and see where you take us.
Well, it's not a softball because so many people get it wrong. It's a very important question. Most people confuse the deep state with the shadow government. And within the shadow people, most people obsess on the senior executive service, which is really just a civilian rank equivalent to general officer. And they all serve at the pleasure of the president. The president can bust them back to their old GS 14 or 15 rank anytime he or she wants. So the deep state is actually the Vatican, the Chabad supremacist cult, which is not Jewish. In fact, there's a $100,000 reward out there now for any rabbi that will state publicly that the Chabads are, in fact, legitimate Jews. This may sound off the wall to you, but what I will tell you is there is a sharp distinction being drawn now, which is relevant to the deep state, between Judaism, which is good, which is people of faith that deserve every possible respect, the Chabads, which are the controlling element in Zionism, which is the genocidal apartheid criminal state of Israel led by Benjamin Netanyahu. And my Mossad colleagues and my Jewish progressive friends are all absolutely against what Netanyahu is doing in Israel with walls and guns. So the deep state actually is very, very entwined with the whole issue of the boycott and sanctions and Zionism and peace in the Middle East and so forth. The long and the short of it, and I'll make it so you can cut this part if you want. The deep state is a few controlling figures at the very highest levels of the Vatican, the Rothschilds, and what the Chabad supremacist cult. And then below them, as managers, the City of London, Wall Street, and central banks around the world that are not national banks. They're private banks. They manipulate the money of each country. This is why Russia and the Philippines have nationalized their Federal Reserve. This is why Donald Trump has virtually nationalized the Federal Reserve in the United States. And I think we'll see full nationalization after he's reelected. Now, they in turn control the shadow government. In the United States, I believe the shadow government is being run by Dick Cheney using the continuity of government program, which is a very super secret program that in theory reconstitutes the U.S. government after a nuclear attack. In fact, it's being used to manage the U.S. government in the shadows, using offshore funds, offshore gold, offshore drug money, offshore profits from selling guns and nuclear weapons. The United States of America has rogue elements that are in the business of drugs, guns, gold, cash, and small children. And that's one of the reasons why I like President Trump so much, because his first executive order focused on human trafficking. Human trafficking is the Achilles heel of the deep state. But the deep state is not the shadow government. It's the wealth, the 1% elite above everything.
So let's talk a little bit about your sentiment right now with Trump. How do you feel about him? Is he tied? Is he beholden to the deep state? What is the relationship or your sentiment towards Trump at the moment?
I'm very, very worried. Now, I think of Ann Coulter as the bottom feeder in the Trump base. So when Ann Coulter goes nuts against the president, I think she's way off the reservation. When I express concerns about the president, I hope people will pay attention because it means he's vulnerable. We've had a number of reports and posts recently that suggest that Donald Trump is now being placed in line for some form of assassination by a combination of Jared Kushner, John Bolton, and Mike Pence. And you have to remember, Mike Pence is a Christian evangelist who is totally tied into the deep state. He is owned by Big Pharma. Trump campaigned on many important promises, including disentangling the United States from overseas elective wars. He promised not to do regime change. He promised not to do assassination and torture and so forth. All of the things that Ron Paul, God bless him, has talked about, a foreign policy of peace, commerce, and friendship. Trump appears to be doing the right thing in Korea, which is actually General Secretary Xi Jinping's initiative, not Trump's. Trump is coming on board because he's saying, if you unify the Koreas and denuclearize North Korea, then the United States will pull its Marines out. This, of course, makes my Marine Corps colleagues nuts, because Korea is a big justification for the Marine Corps 3 Division Wing Team. And Bob Neller, the commandant, was a lieutenant with me in Battalion Landing Team 3-4. I know him well. He's a smart guy. He doesn't want to give up Korea. But we need to give up Korea. We need to close all of our military bases overseas. We need to get out of Jerusalem, which is a corporate separatism. We need to stop taxpayer funding of 200 nuclear bombs in Israel. We absolutely should not be nuclearizing Saudi Arabia, which I just had a piece come out in Tehran Times. Saudi Arabia has been nuclear for over a decade, and it got there with help from Israel, the United States, Pakistan, and China. Saudi Arabia is a nuclear power. It looks like they have tested a low-yield nuclear weapon in Yemen, all right? So I'm really concerned that Trump is all alone and he is surrounded by traitors in the White House. And I certainly wouldn't waste any real estate on the press in the White House. They should all be pushed back to the National Press Club. And your listeners can find my 4-page memo for the president at tinyurl.com/Trump Triumph.
Robert, you mentioned the press out of the White House, and I think the knee-jerk reaction, the surface-level implication that I think a lot of people hear or feel when you might say something like that without any education is that you are removing the freedom of press, the freedom of speech. It's unconstitutional. You know, can you address this in a way that kind of addresses that?
I'd be happy to address it. And let me point out first off that the White House is a taxpayer funded real estate. There is absolutely no reason why we should be providing taxpayer luxury offices to the press in the White House.
That's a good point. Because they're a private company and they're benefiting from taxpayer funds.
Exactly. So they should be pushed back to the National Press Club. More importantly, that space can be repurposed to provide the president with a Trump studio, a grand strategy cell, a truth channel, and an open source research element that can do open source intelligence, for which I'm the pioneer these last 40 years. The president is being mocked, undermined, lied about. The press in the White House is doing nothing good for America. In fact, I just chewed on a Wall Street Journal reporter who did an article on how Marines who were not born when 9/11 happened are being taught that 9/11 was done by ragheads with box cutters. That's not true. 9/11 was done by the State of Israel with Dick Cheney's help. And the 28 memorandums to the president that fully document this, that were delivered to the White House on the 8th of August of this past year can be found at tinyurl.com/911-POTUS, P-O-T-U-S. And that document is going viral. 1 million people have read it. 2 million people will read it in the next 3 months. So I think that the president, when he made a promise to get to the bottom of 9/11, made a promise that he must keep before 2020.
Robert, you talked about the president and a new monetary change, gold backed potentially. So if you would, please address this. And I'd like to, you know, segue into the Federal Reserve too. You already alluded to it, but in regards to money change, I mean, this is huge. This is, you know, the faith in a country in so many ways. What is the implications on this? And, you know, what is your research showing us?
Well, let me say first off that this is at multiple levels. It's very complicated. And what I would encourage people to do is go to phibetaiota.net and look up the terms gold-backed dollar, Federal Reserve, global currency reset. There's over 2,500 posts at phibetaiota.net. And I get tired of people sending me emails asking me questions when it's obvious they haven't done their homework. Okay, we've laid all of this out at phibetaiota.net, and that's where people should go. Let me unpack this in multiple levels. Number one, we absolutely have to nationalize the Federal Reserve. We cannot allow them to manipulate interest rates to benefit Goldman Sachs and Citibank and Morgan Guaranty and Western Union and all these others, Wells Fargo and so forth, all right? So the Federal Reserve needs to become a national bank. We should not be borrowing money. We are constitutionally authorized to print money on the full faith and credit of the United States, not borrowing money from the Federal Reserve, which is not authorized by the Constitution to print money, all right? So at one level, I think the president is moving well. And if people go to Phi Beta Iota and they look up gold and Judy, they'll get to my article on Judy Shelton, who is America's top authority on the gold-backed dollar. She would not be within 20 feet of Donald Trump if he were not planning to move to a gold-backed dollar. Now, I just got off a conversation with a London trader, and we were talking about the gold-backed dollar as an interim measure. This is going to be difficult for most people to understand, but within 10 to 15 years, I think we will be moving to zero-point energy and to essentially a whole new world in which the archaic pyramidal structure is gone and we flip everything. Right now, the indigenous chiefs around the world are reclaiming their lands. Absentee landowners are going to find that they can no longer enforce their ownership, which was acquired with false digital wealth. I mean, when Rockefeller or the Rothschilds want to buy land in Paraguay, they simply give themselves a $3 billion fake bank account, transfer the funds through the SWIFT system, and pay cash for real land. So they've basically stolen that land with an act of fraud. And what's happening now is all of this digital wealth is being challenged. Now, I'm friends with Bill Binney. And in fact, we have about a monthly lunch, and he just texted me, and we're going to have lunch again soon. Bill Binney created something called Thin Thread, which, if applied to all bank ledgers, would immediately reveal all of the fraud, all of the corruption across all of these bank accounts. And you will find that people like Warren Buffett, who claim to be extraordinarily wealthy because of their investments, have in fact been stealing money from the Treasury. And I don't want to say that. Let me revise that. Have in fact been the beneficiaries of financial transfers behind the screens, the gray screens, the black screens, and so forth. And all of that is now coming out. I'm not sure to what extent the president has been briefed, but I am sure of this. A very fine professor in MSU in the West has completely audited and found $21 trillion in stolen funds from the U.S. Treasury and from the U.S. government. And I believe that Donald Trump has recovered some of those funds. And I believe we can recover the rest of those funds. All right. The really nice thing is there's no place on earth you can hide from a Ranger battalion with the right intelligence support. So the 1% elite now are now on the run. And I really want to be extraordinarily positive here, even though I'm very upset with Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump in the White House. I'm very upset with John Bolton and Mike Pence in the White House. I'm very upset with the deep state using the National Security Council to basically lie to the president and control the president. On the back end, Donald Trump has made a breakout possible. Even if he fails, there will be an independent president in 2024. We are going to put the two-party tyranny to death. My vision for Congress in 2020 and 2024 is one-third of Congress is independent or small party, and Congress cannot be controlled by one of the two parties, which is how you get pay-to-play legislation in favor of the deep state. So I hope I haven't been too confusing here. In a nutshell, there is more than enough wealth on this planet for everybody to live at an upper-class middle level. And I include the untouchables in India. I include the slum dwellers in Venezuela, a country where I served. I include the homeless in the United States of America. We have too many of them. There is plenty of wealth. What we have is a system that concentrates that wealth and that lies to the people. The press and the military and law enforcement are three of the ways in which the 1% keep the people acting like cattle or sheep, rather than what they should be, free-thinking human beings who are sovereign in and of themselves. I'm a huge fan of state sovereignty. I'm a huge fan of county sovereignty. I'm a huge fan of individual sovereignty. And that's what America has lost in the last 200 years.
Yeah. So, Robert, one of the things you mentioned was your frustration with Jared Kushner in the White House, and many of it attributed his participation with the campaign as why one of the reasons why Trump won, and many people...
Not even close.
So I'd love for you to kind of address this a little more and also address your concerns with Kushner.
Kushner is a fraud and a failure. And he's going to follow, I'll predict right now, Jared Kushner is going to jail. Jared Kushner is going to follow in his father's footsteps into jail. Kushner is a child that was born with a silver dildo up his ass. And he is sexually and financially compromised, according to MI6 and some CIA sources, not official. He is owned by Zionist sugar daddies. And he has made some really bad investments. In fact, Bloomberg had a very, very subtly worded article recently that we've put at Phi Beta Iota on how Jared Kushner trumps Trump. And the flashing headlines are very interesting. First, you buy a newspaper, then you marry the daughter, then you buy a building, then you get the dad, then you take his power. This is actually on Bloomberg, as how Jared Kushner is going to execute patricide, how Jared Kushner is a threat to Donald Trump. Jared Kushner is a Zionist tool. He is an instrument of the deep state, in my humble opinion, as an intelligence and counterintelligence officer. I think President Trump has been completely blinded by the fact that his most precious, cherished daughter, Ivanka, is in the middle of this. What people don't understand is that Ivanka Trump was profiled by Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, both of them Mossad agents. Ghislaine Maxwell is the daughter of Robert Maxwell, who is the most famous Zionist spy in the United States of America. He's the guy that put the software program Promise into all of the U.S. systems so that Tel Aviv essentially gets copies of all U.S. government and commercial communications and computing transactions. People don't understand just how deeply penetrated this country is. So my bottom line on Jared Kushner is that he is known to be an agent of a foreign power. He is known to be an Israeli firster. He is known to have executed some very bad business deals. And he is known to have been bailed out on his 666 Mark of the Beast building by Qatar. Okay? So he's compromised in every possible way. And even if he were totally honest, the president has no alternative going into 2020 but to get Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump out of the White House. The optics stink.
Robert, I want to go back to something you said about everyone around the world being able to have a certain standard of living, a quality standard of living. And that's because of the concentration at the top. Obviously, the extreme left is proposing deals like the Green New Deal to address this concern here in the United States. And I'd be curious to ask you a little bit about what your thoughts are on someone like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and this Green New Deal. Is it a deep state sort of controlled order or, you know, idea? Or what are your thoughts on this?
The short answer is no. I mean, I think the only thing that saved the Republican Party was Donald Trump. The Republican Party was in the process of imploding, and it's still treasonous. The Republican Party is not Donald Trump's best friend, and we need to take the Republican Party back towards serious, locality-oriented conservatism. The Democratic Party is totally done. They're toast. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is the real figurehead of the Democratic Party. They have been accustomed to buying people with handouts. And the Democratic Party is the party that has been trying to grow the government in order to give money to some people and, in fact, created the largest prison industry in the world. Okay, we are treating people as we're monetizing people. We're monetizing children that we're selling to pedophiles. We're monetizing prisoners, not only blacks, but also young white boys. And we're monetizing the elderly. One of the greatest scandals in the United States is that sheriffs and judges and doctors are co-conspiring to drug up old people, make them wards of the state, and then strip their property from them. Okay, this is happening all across America. And the doctor that drugs the woman or man, but very often a woman, the sheriff that serves the warrant, the judge that executes this order, they're all getting a share from this crime network that is basically monetizing the elderly. And of course, the elderly are also monetized by the so-called health industry when they're put into very expensive homes and the government is billed for this. The Green New Deal has a germ of a good idea. You know, I'm a Christian. And the Lord's Prayer says, give us our daily bread. I have always thought that meant give us a basic income. I have always thought that the Lord's Prayer has some real gems in it. And give us our daily bread for me. I have three screens in my office. One of them, I just scan stuff. And I love the Alaskan, the show about the Alaskans, the final frontier, the Alaskans who are doing subsistence living. They're living free. They're building their own log cabins. They're shooting caribou and so forth. The earth is our mother earth, okay? And this is why it's so important. When I say that the indigenous chiefs are rising around the world, this is really serious. This means that Monsanto and the agricultural companies, the mining companies, the oil companies, they are all going to be confronted with the world in the next 10 years in which the military and the police will refuse to enforce foreign ownership. We are going to be back to indigenous ownership. Now, the other thing, and the reason I was recommended for the Nobel Peace Prize, which I don't deserve, it's a prize that's in disrepute, but it's useful publicity. The reason I was recommended was because I have combined true cost economics with holistic analytics on one side and open source everything engineering. Now, a tractor. A John Deere tractor under the Western model costs $250,000 and has secret software that you're not allowed to repair, and it's very expensive when it breaks to pull it out of the field and put it into a factory, and then you get it back. An open source tractor, such as designed by Dr. Marcin Jakubowski at Open Source Ecology, costs $25,000, has no secret software, and can be repaired in the field by the farmer, many times using plastic parts that are printed on a 3D printer in the farmhouse, okay? So we're in the process of moving toward a zero-point energy economy in which every human being has a right to subsistence, and we lower the cost of bringing people up to the upper middle class from the 100% that is 50% waste and 90% profit for the banks. We lower that cost down to 10%, which is the actual true cost of doing things the right way without the external costs of toxins and child labor and wasted fuel and wasted water and so forth. I mean, of course, Ocasio-Cortez is interesting. I'm a Latino, and so I watch her with on my mother's side. I watch Ocasio-Cortez with some bemusement. When she says we need to kill all the cattle and nobody should have pets, what she's really talking about is the fact that it takes 5,000 gallons of water to put a pound of beef on the table, whereas it takes 20 gallons of water to put a pound of tomatoes on the table. And the true cost of a McDonald's quarter pounder is $250. When you add up all the things, including water, fuel, toxins, child labor around the world, and so forth, that go into a McDonald's quarter pounder, it's $250. Now imagine, and I actually had a guy work for a year on this, and then we created an app, but the easy part is the app, the hard part is the data. Imagine if everybody had an app on their smartphone and they could point at something, and Wired Magazine had this line once, so it's not original to me. So they pointed a barcode and it says, if you eat me, I will kill you, okay? Or points at a barcode and says, the Koch brothers are making $3 million an hour on interest on this product. Would you like to consider something else? And then it points you to an alternative that is not owned by the Koch brothers, that is actually very social, socially responsible, true cost intelligent, and immediately available. The internet was controlled, was seized by the deep state because they realized the internet is our path to freedom. And I've written a very famous article that people can find at tinyurl.com/Google Gestapo. About how Cynthia McKinney and I and our election reform program, hashtag unrig, was taken down 6 ways in 90 days. We were crushed. Meetup canceled our $77,000 paid program of 435 things. We were reported by trolls to be a pornographic website. We had a moron that's facing a federal lawsuit do 90 videos saying I was doing charity fraud, which all the lawyers have said, no, I'm not. And so we were literally crushed. So what's happening right now, and this goes back to your press out of the White House, the mainstream media and the social media are both tools of the deep state, as is Hollywood, as are most universities and high schools. And so we're at a point now where the president, if he wants to be the greatest president ever, has no alternative but to become the educational president, the election reform president, the truth president. His biggest mistake so far has been to not connect with the 99% of the public. He hasn't done what he needs to do. He was elected by 27% of the public. I can take him to 70% if he does the stuff at tinyurl.com/Trump triumph. And let me stop and pass it back to you. I'm obviously passionate about this. I think that with or without Trump, the America the Beautiful is going to come back.
That's powerful. And I love where this interview is going. I want to touch on one more thing. The time is definitely getting away from us here, but I want to touch on this one more thing. And I think it ties into everything you're saying and, you know, for the good of the people. And but again, I'd like you to unpack it. But you talk about the debt jubilee for students, yes, for businesses, for you know, different groups. Explain what you mean by this and who loses in a debt jubilee? Who doesn't get paid?
I'm so thrilled that you asked that question. I have never before been asked that question or answered it. So this is totally original to your interview. First off, as a Christian, I've noticed that throughout history, debt jubilees have been a standard practice. New rulers come in, the economy is tanking. I did my first graduate thesis at Lehigh University on predicting revolutions, and there are two really big predictors of revolutions. The first is the concentration of wealth, which compound interest does, which is why banks are evil. And the second is loss of faith in the legitimacy of the government. We're there. Okay, the U.S. public has zero faith in the instruments of government at the state, national, and to some extent, the local level. And the concentration of wealth is absurd. I mean, when the Koch brothers make $3 million an hour on interest, something is seriously wrong with how we're managing money. This is all a digital fabrication. Now, with respect to a debt jubilee, there are multiple types of debt jubilee. The smallest, the one that is immediately doable by the president going into 2020, is a $3 trillion debt jubilee domestically that releases all student debt, all elderly health debt, to include saving their homes, and all small business and family credit card debt. And if you want to be very conservative, you can do just the students and elderly and not do small business and families. But the bottom line here is that the banks have stolen $43 trillion. That's counting interest. If the president goes to the banks and says, essentially, and this is the deal that I would offer, I'm taking back $15 trillion and you're going to cancel this $3 trillion and we'll let you keep the rest. That's a good deal. It's a good deal for everybody. Now, I had a conversation with Warren Jett, who is the very famous economist who wrote The Fruits of Graft, which documents how the banks in contrivance with Hoover and Roosevelt contrived the Great Depression to destroy the middle class, buy up America at depression-level prices, and consolidate their control of the federal government. Wayne Jett said, Robert, you can't do this because a debt for one person is an asset for another person. Okay? Technically, he's right. If, however, that debt is based on a series of crimes, to include universities defrauding students by providing education that is neither relevant nor useful nor actually honest, a good half of what we teach in our universities is a lie. Half of history is a lie, half of science is a lie, half of medicine is a lie, and it's probably higher. People today are not getting a proper university education that equips them for the 21st century. They are being defrauded. So if you can make the case to the American people that our students have been cheated by the educational system and that our elderly have been cheated by the combination of the insurance and medical and pharmaceutical industries, a case I can make very easily, then it follows that you can do restitution in the form of a debt jubilee, okay? Now, there's a larger debt jubilee, which is the whole issue of sovereign debt and people who own treasury bonds and so forth. Well, I'm very sorry, but bonds issued by the Federal Reserve are fraudulent bonds. They're unconstitutional. They're technically illegal. And I'm not going to get into that case. I'm not an economist. I'm not a lawyer. But the bottom line here is that when Iceland had a banking problem, alone among all nations, they put the bankers in jail. And today, Iceland has the highest credit rating on the planet. Okay? So I think people seriously underestimate the ability of Donald Trump to put a Ranger bayonet up every banker's ass. And I'm absolutely positive that our president can get a grip on the illegal, contrived, fraudulent banking and insurance industries in the United States. A lot of people don't realize the insurance industry is paying out a tiny percentage of what it takes in. And a lot of people who sign up, for example, for life insurance, they end up stopping payments for various reasons. They lose everything they've paid in. Okay, the insurance industry is a scam. If we self-insured, or if we had insurance at the local level so that when people get sick or people have a disaster like the Amish, your barn burns down, they build you another one tomorrow. Okay? There's a lot that's being done right by the Amish community. I think they're a shining example for all of us. So bottom line here is a debt jubilee can be done. It can be done legally. It can be done quickly. And it will revitalize America in a way that most cannot comprehend.
Well, everyone, I must tell you, we're getting nothing but the best here in 2019. It's been a pleasure having Robert David Steele on the line. Robert, I appreciate your insight and just really educating us. There's a lot of things that I feel like we learned today that you know, we're going to go back and look into even further and really open our mind, because there's so many, you know, topics that we could really have tapped into, and we didn't even talk about everything we were going to talk about because of time here, but we'll have to do a follow-up. Robert, if people want to learn more about what you do and get behind your work, where can they go and what can they expect to find?
Well, let me point, because of your comment, which was very nice, let me point people to my 2,500 nonfiction book reviews across 98 categories of literature. That's a review page at phibetaiota.net. PhiBetaIota.net has over 800 contributors with over 25,000 posts. And if you want to learn about 5G, which is another mistake Trump is making, 5G is not only going to kill you, it's going to be used to ration your energy by name. That's where we go with social credit scores, just like the Chinese. So 5G will say, I'm sorry, Robert, you've been a bad boy this month, according to Amazon. So you're only going to get enough energy to make one egg. Okay, this is obviously hyperbole. But PhiBetaIota.net is free with no ads. You can look up RobertDavidSteele.com. And all of my articles, all of my interviews, all of my books, my monographs, my presidential and congressional testimony, it's all there. I'm getting by on Social Security and a tolerant wife with a job. Obviously, I'd love to have some donations. But the bottom line here is I'm living free. And I really want everybody else to demand that our president make it possible for all of us to live free.
That's powerful. Well, we thank you for what you're doing. Everyone, definitely check out the site. We're going to have the links in the description area. Robert, thanks for coming on Crush the Street with me today.
It's an honor, Kenneth. Take